Welcome to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Geisel. I am a human design and relationship coach, 6'2", manifesting generator, and total lover of life. If you want real solutions to real life problems, then you are in the right place. This podcast is dedicated to using human design, ancient teachings, and DNA activation to elevate both your relationship with yourself and the people around you. If you are willing to take action on the practical steps given in this podcast, I promise your life will change for the better. All you have to do is open your heart and mind, step beyond your fear, and activate the courage needed to create a life that you're excited to live. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Evolve Beyond Limits podcast. I am so excited because actually today, before we dive into today's episode, I am going to announce something really special that we've been working on. And here it is. We officially have a Patreon page. So if you are unfamiliar with what Patreon is, I will give you a little bit of a glimpse of that. But essentially, it is a place where we can connect. We can get, you will get bonus material. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. So as most of you know, I have been obsessed with all things personal growth for the last 6+ years. And through my studies and my experience, I've uncovered the power of personal transformation and DNA activation through focusing on the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And I am here to share as much of that wisdom with you as possible. And I'm doing that through my own personal experiences, guest experts, and practical tools that you can actually use. So as an Evolve Beyond Limits patron, you're going to have access to exclusive material that you cannot get here on the podcast, bonus meditations that are going to go along with. I already posted one up there that is in, it's a perfect companion piece to the 7-part series that we just did on human design authorities. There's going to be monthly challenges. You're going to have access to a community of like-minded individuals and anything else that we can put up there that is guaranteed to keep your personal growth journey fun, fulfilling, and just full of surprises. And it's less than $7 a month to become a member. So all you have to do is follow the link in the show notes, or you can just search for Evolve Beyond Limits on the Patreon page or from the Patreon app to join in the fun. So definitely don't want to miss out on this. Like I said, I have been creating and collecting resources for years now, and I've been looking for a way to get these resources into more people's hands. And Patreon is going to be where we get to do that. And you get to have access to these companion pieces that will go along with the episodes so that we can continue to grow together and just make this the best it can possibly be. So we're also, it's fun because we can chat in there. You can tell me how you can ask questions. You can, I have a spot in there where you can drop your human design type so that we can have some fun jamming out on that. Like there's just all kinds of things that we're going to do on the Patreon page. So make sure you don't miss out on the fun and go ahead and get signed up. Okay. Let's get on to today's episode. So before we get started, I want to ask you a question. That question is, what would you do with an extra 2.5 hours per day? What would you do with 17.5 hours per week? Another way of looking at it would be, what would you do with an extra 75 hours a month? And every 90 days, if you had an extra 225 hours, what would you do with that time? These are some weird questions that I'm just starting out with. But I really want you to think about that. What would you do with that time? What are the things that we say we don't have time for that we would put into that 2.5 hours a day, that 17.5 hours a week, that 75 hours a month, that 225 hours a quarter? What would you do? Okay, The reason I'm asking you this, because these are the numbers, these are the statistics of how much time on average is spent on social media. Oy. And I think the craziest part about this, and I'm going to teach you, if you don't know how much time you're spending on social media, because it's really easy to be like, I don't spend that much time on social media. I don't spend 2.5 hours a day or 17 and a half hours a week. Again, this is the statistics. And I think it's hard to imagine that we spend that much time on social media because we do it in tiny little chunks. So it's 5 minutes here, it's 10 minutes here, it's this, it's that. And so it might feel different if you spent 2.5 hours straight. But throughout the day, how much time do you actually spend on social media? And at the end of the episode, if you don't know how to check how much time you spend on social media, I'm going to walk you through that process so that we can begin to have an awareness around how much time this is actually eating up. And why I'm even bringing this up is because I want to just talk to you about my experience with a social media break and how this may be impacting your health and well-being and the steps you can take to understand how to become more aware of your social media / phone habits and how to make sure that you're using them in ways that are positively impacting your life, right? Because I know at least for me, spending 2.5 hours a day on social media, there's a lot of other things that I could be doing with that time that would probably be more beneficial to how I feel about my life. And so I started the social media break. Some people have noticed that I just kind of fell off the planet and it was one of those things that I didn't really feel like I needed to go and, you know, put some big post out that said like, I'll see you later. I'll see you in 30 days. Because the reality is I actually didn't know how long I was going to be off of social media. And I just wanted to experience it. And so I went off of social media at the beginning of December. I knew for a fact that I was going to stay off of social media for all of December, but it is now almost the end of January and I haven't been back. And so I just want to talk to you about, again, my experience, what I'm kind of seeing, what I've been feeling, what I have been filling my time with. And who knows, like maybe you can share some of your own personal experiences. Maybe it will encourage some of you to take a look at this, but whatever you would do with this information is yours, but I just want to share it with you. So the first thing is I want to just tell you a quick story about like our inability and our obsession with our phones is, man, it can really kill a vibe of a room, of a connection, of different things. And I think this is just really important. So Andrew and I went to this Old Dominion concert a little while back. And there was this woman sitting in front of us. And I am the first to admit that I can be really triggered by people being on their phones when I'm trying to talk to them or anything like that. And so I acknowledge that and that's my own thing. But this woman in front of us is at the concert. We're at the Old Dominion concert. And I am not kidding when I tell you that I'm sitting behind her, her phone is on, and she would go and she would click. She'd open up her phone every 2 minutes at the very, very most. Or at the very least, I guess it would be, every 2 minutes. And she would hit Facebook, close Facebook, hit Instagram, close Instagram, hit TikTok, close TikTok, hit Snapchat, get out of Snapchat, go into the messages, reply to the messages, come out of it, turn off her phone. And then within, I don't even think it was 2 minutes, she was back doing the exact same thing. And here's the thing. There was somebody sitting next to her that she was at the concert with. Can you imagine being that person who is at the concert with this other person who is so addicted and so, and like, again, these things are meant to be addicting. So like, we just have to build some awareness around this, but we still have to take personal responsibility for how much time we spend on them and how distracting that is. But what could have been more important about someone else's life that they couldn't spend time with the person they came to the concert with? Like, I just can't even imagine what that other person was feeling, because I was behind her about ready to snatch her phone out of her hand and be like, what are you doing? Like, there's this beautiful moment happening in front of you. This is live music. It's so fun. Like, we could be making so many memories. And like, you are just, you can't get off your phone. It was mind-boggling to me. So that's just a story about how we can just, our kind of addiction to social media, to our phones, how it, we may not realize the impact that it's really having on the people around us, on our world, on ourselves. Like, how many things did she miss out on because she just couldn't be present? So that was just a simple story, but let me talk about, I want to talk a little bit about the different centers that can be impacted within our human design. Like, what are the different centers that can be impacted by not being intentional about how much time we're spending on social media or on our phones? Okay. So, I mean, as with everything, they all kind of bleed into one another, but there's three big ones, actually four big ones that I want to, maybe five. See, it's like almost every center is impacted. And I just want to talk about the different ways they could be impacting you. See if any of them resonate and see what happens. So one, the first one is the root. Okay. So our root center is all about pressure and stress. And so this one is increasing stress by increasing pressure. Oftentimes when we're sitting in that social media space, it makes you feel like you're doing something when you're probably actually using your phone or social media as an avoidance technique to not do the one thing that would actually move you forward. Okay, so this has to do with how that impacts the phrase, there is never enough time. So I want you to now, if you're listening and you can, and you're not driving or anything like that, go and look at your phone. Go into your settings. There's a thing you can tap on that says screen time, and it usually breaks it up, and you can see how much time you're actually spending on social media. And this one is, so many people, they do have time. They actually do have time. They're just choosing to waste it, not consciously, but subconsciously. It's a really like this self-sabotage technique. And so you get to the end of your day and you're like, I didn't actually accomplish anything today. And so now you feel this extra pressure and this extra stress to get even more done the next day. This is how the root works, man. And then now you become so overwhelmed by all the stuff that you have to do that a lot of people paralyze, and then they get back on social media or they get back on their phones and they avoid doing the thing that's actually going to move them forward. They stay in this constant state of motion, but they're never really moving. Right? So that's part of it. It's also the inability to be present. That one is really impacted here in the root center as well. So just paying attention to that. And the more we're unable to be present, the more anxiety we have. So the antidote to anxiety is the present moment and constantly coming back to our phones, coming back to social media, coming back to all of that. It actually pulls us out of the present moment. And so it can increase our anxiety, increase our stress levels. And I mean, there's a cascade of things I could go down. Like the amount of dots we could connect here is pretty fascinating, but I want to keep this, you know, maybe not 6 hours long. So moving to the spleen center. So the splenic center, this one is all about our health and well-being. So my question, I actually want to pose this one as a question. And that question is, what are you not doing for your health and well-being? By spending time on social media, scrolling, researching, trying to collect knowledge, whatever that looks like, what are you not spending time doing that could be feeding your own health? 2.5 hours a day? I mean, that's enough time to make a lot of healthy meals. Drink more water, move your body, do some breath work, meditate. I mean, there's so many things that you've probably been like, man, I really need to start doing that because I know that it would impact my health and well-being in a positive way. So what are you not doing? What are you not doing in that department? Take a look at that. Then we have our sacral center. So in this way, social media can really become an energy drain. You get so busy watching other people's lives that you aren't actually living yours. So our sacral center is all about fun and passion and pleasure and joy. And we can get really caught up in watching other people have those things that we're not experiencing them in our own life. And this is so common because this is often the thing that people push off because there's not enough time, right? They push off the things that light them up. They push off starting a new hobby or trying something new or going to spend time with their girlfriends or, you know, going to just have fun and play. Like, we push those things up because there isn't enough time. We push off the things that have no quote unquote purpose for other things. And the reality and the thing that I'm trying to pull to the surface here is that there is time. You just have to make it a priority. Right now, the priority might be that you go on and watch other people doing those things. And then you're like, why can't I have that? And it's like, well, you can just get off of that and go do something that would be more purposeful, that would be more fulfilling, that would add more meaning to your life. And that vitality is going to start to come back. That energy level is going to start to come back. Okay. Because what a lot of people don't realize is that social media, the hit of it actually, like the letdown of it comes like quite a bit after you shut down the app. So a lot of people don't actually correlate the fact that they feel like crap to social media because it doesn't hit right away. It's like while you're on it, you're getting the dopamine hit. While you're on it, you actually feel good. But then there's that dopamine slingshot, which means that not long after you get off of it, I mean, it's going to be a little while, you're going to have the downturn. You're going to feel worse than you did before you were on social media or while you were on social media. And so you think that going back onto it is going to help. We have to fight that urge to go back onto it because it's actually just creating more of that dopamine slingshot back and forth. And so this is a really important piece, but a lot of people don't actually make this correlation. So then we kind of move into the heart center, and the heart center is, this is where, I mean, there's so much comparison that starts to happen, right? Like you go on to social media, I think we all have a essence that we're comparing ourselves in relation to other people. And so what that does is when you're in constant comparison, it takes you away from yourself and you start shooting all over yourself. You start to live your life based on what everyone else is doing or going to think or what everybody else is saying, and you lose sight of your own heart and your own intuition and where that is trying to guide you. So just being really careful of that, of handing over your power to other people, to people outside of you, and thinking that just because one person is doing it this way, that you should be doing it that way. And the more you kind of hand that over, the harder it is to listen to your own heart. And so sometimes we have to block that out for a little while to come back to our own intuition, to come back to our own heart and where that's going to lead us. So Then the last one is the throat center. So this one's interesting because our throat center is all about communication and connection. And I don't think that we actually connect with people anymore. Like, we watch their lives from afar. So you think you know what's going on, but in reality, you're still just getting the highlight reel, right? You don't really know what's going on in somebody's field. And even people who are vulnerable on social media aren't usually sharing until they're out of it, or they've found a resolution, or they're to the other side. And that can bring upon, I think there's more feelings, even though we're more quote unquote connected than ever, I think more people feel more lonely than ever because nobody really knows the truth of what you're going through. They don't know. They don't feel like they have anybody to turn to when they're in the midst of stuff. And, you know, we don't just call people and say, how you doing? What's going on? And because we think we know, but we don't know. Right. And it can lead to a couple of different things. One of them being that we feel this false sense of connection with people, right? And it's funny because I can see what somebody is doing on social media and like my, you know, best friends and the people I talk to all the time. And it doesn't really, I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's cool. But it doesn't like necessarily do a whole lot for me. But when I reach out to them, when I catch up with them, when I talk to them on the phone, when like, it brings both of us a sense of like joy and energy and all of that. And so it's not enough to just see what people are doing. Like, we want to be in their field so that we can experience it and we can be there for them, regardless of whether they're going through something really amazing or something really hard or just the in between. Right. I think another thing that comes from this is we feel disconnected from the real world. We're kind of hiding behind social media and forgetting that there are people from all walks of life that you might be missing out on connecting with because you are in your social media bubble. Like, and we have to just be, and again, these things aren't, they're just meant to make us more aware, right? I'm sharing this with you because it could be, you know, that we are kind of in this little social media bubble and we're losing touch with the ability to communicate effectively in real time, right? To be able to both speak your truth and listen to somebody else's without getting frazzled. We see so much lack of communication in social media because we can filter what we're going to say. We can write it and rewrite it a bajillion times. We can, try to get it perfect and then put it out into the world. And it actually, like, we forget how to have actual conversations with people. We forget how to communicate with people. And I just think that's really, really dangerous. And we can get, can just be, you know, it's not going to be good for our future. And we even see it in, you know, we've experienced things where we've gone into gyms before and people don't talk to us at the gym. And then like they friend us on social media and like they'll talk to us on social media, but we go into the gym and it's like we don't exist. That's not okay, right? And like there's so many people I've heard parents talk about how their kids say that they're friends with this person, but if they see them in like real life, they won't go talk to them. So just kind of being aware of where that might come up in your own life. And then I think the last thing too is that it's easy to look at social media and maybe start to think that life consists of high highs and low lows and forgetting actually that most of life is actually lived and enjoyed in what I call the in-between. Like we're waiting for the next event rather than just enjoying the simple moments that we are missing out on every day. Or they could be happening every day if we weren't staring at our phones, if we weren't so fixated on somebody else's life, if we weren't, you know, doing those different things. There are so many subtle, beautiful moments that happen that I think we just completely miss. And we think that life is these super highs or these super lows, because that's what we see people share, right? Like, but the truth is that most of life is in between the two. And that doesn't make it less than. And it can be just something we want to be aware of. So, again, just understanding that a lot of times we don't correlate the things that we feel with social media or with our phones because of that dopamine slingshot, because it takes time to feel worse. And so then we go back to it. And so we really need to fight the urge to go back to it. And instead, think about doing something that actually connects you back to your soul or back to your body, back to your mission, something, right? Essentially, the most important thing is that it connects you back to the present moment. So whether that be breathing exercises, yoga or stretching, going into a meditation, doing praying, calling a friend, going for a walk without your phone, connecting with nature, playing with your kid, snuggling your pet, making a healthy meal, coloring, drinking a glass of water, making a cup of tea, calling and scheduling that appointment that you've been putting out, whatever it is, just imagine what you could do with 2.5 extra hours a day. And I don't care if it's only a few minutes at a time, we miss out on a lot of life a few minutes at a time. Right? Because we're like, oh, I don't have time to do that. And it's like, no, I actually sitting here and breathing, being focused and intentional about my breath for the next 2 minutes makes a positive impact on my life. It would take me 3 minutes to make that appointment. You know, like there's so many other ways that we can use that time, whether it's broken up or not. And I want you to really start thinking in that way. And what's funny is that we often have to take away the thing that is, like, we have to take it away. We have to take away the social media to see, to even realize what we might be missing out on. So what have I done? You know, I said that I was going to kind of talk about my journey. And so what have I done? When I kind of came off of social media, I stopped comparing my journey to everybody else's. I stopped shooting all over myself and saying that I'm supposed to be posting this amount of times and my business should look like this and my life should look like this. And just kind of realizing how much of that I was doing to myself. And quite frankly, I don't think that I even realized how big of an impact it had on me until I stopped, until I got rid of it, until I was sitting on the other side going, whoa, I really got caught up in all of that, right? So what did I do? One of the things I did is I became a potter. Well, sort of. I learned a new skill. I went and I took a pottery making class, and I spent every Thursday night for 4 weeks learning how to use a pottery wheel, having so much fun, just learning how to do something new, being a beginner again, getting around people that I've never met, different types of people who think different, who have these different skills. And absolutely just had like the best time. I actually will probably continue that because it's such a fun creative outlet. And guess what? You can't have your phone. you are completely disconnected from everything except for what you're doing because your hands are covered in clay. You're like on this pottery wheel. It was super fun. So that is one of the things that I did. Maybe that will inspire some of you to take up a new skill. What is something you've always wanted to try? Maybe it's pottery, maybe it's painting, maybe it's singing. But just, is there like a creative outlet that you could welcome into your life? I've had so many more conversations with friends and families. I try to call and connect with different people all the time, and I don't have social media to rely on. So if I want to know what is going on in somebody's life, then I need to make a phone call or I need to text or send a voice note. And I've just had so many amazing conversations in this last month and a half or so. I've spent more time in devotion and connecting with God and connecting with my faith and spending more time in prayer and meditation. I have read the New Testament. I have just dove into so many more things that I love and just light me up. And that's been really fun. I've like completely gone back to a lot of my healthy habits. So meal prepping and taking care of my health, getting consistent workouts in. I'm getting, 10,000 steps a day and having more walks and playtime with Max, who is our dog, if you don't know. And just, again, instead of just sitting there kind of looking at other things, I have made myself a priority again. I've restructured my business and Evolve Beyond Limits and really was able to decide, what do I want? Like, if I wasn't watching anybody else grow a business, what is it that I want to create? What is it that I bring to the world? And how can I do that to the best of my ability? And I reached out to become a mentor in a program here in Greenville. So there's just there's all these other things. Those are just examples of things that I have been able to do and made time for in my 2.5 hours a day, 17.5 hours a week. I mean, when you think about that, you could literally build a business, like a completely new business if you wanted to, with 17.5 hours a week. Like, it is crazy how much time we can actually get back. So today's action steps is what I want to give you. So one, get the data. Again, go to your settings, go to screen time. How much time are you spending on social media daily? Do the calculation. How much do you spend daily? What does that equate to weekly? What does that equate to monthly? What does that equate to in a 90-day period? And just be honest about how much time you're spending, and then ask yourself the following questions. Like, one, what do I say I want to focus on more, but I also say I don't have time? That's the first question. Two, how could I use that time to positively impact my life? What could I do with that time? Another question you can ask yourself is, what am I not doing by choosing to scroll social media? What am I not doing by choosing to scroll social media? And then make the change. Fight the urge. Maybe try letting go of it for a week, a month, whatever. I promise it's not going anywhere. And just see how different it can feel. And if you're a business owner and you're like, I can't do that, like, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. Maybe you can post something and then get off of it and not go scrolling or checking out other people's stuff or whatever that looks like. Like, there's always a way to try it, right? Maybe if you're a business owner and somebody who utilizes social media, maybe there's actually another outlet of marketing yourself that would be much more effective that you haven't really spent a lot of time doing because you've decided that social media is the only way, right? So just something to think about. I know in my own business, so much of what helps grow my business is me being out in the world, people getting to experience me, referrals from other people. Very rarely does it actually come from social media. So it's just something to think about. And I mean, will I go back? Maybe. But just definitely not with the same intentions as before. I haven't really decided any of that yet. For now, I just wanted to share with you where I was, and I simply wanted to just share my experience in case it becomes a catalyst for some of you to try it out for yourself and really just become more aware of that time and how you could best utilize it. So I am super excited, like I said, to invite you to join our Patreon page, become part of the Evolve Beyond Limits family so that we can connect. I would love to hear your thoughts on the episode, questions that you might have. If you join the page, and kind of maybe place your dedication so that you have some accountability, so that we can show how this is going and even share some of the, actually, I'm going to go ahead and post the journaling prompts in there so that you can access those through Patreon. Like I said, you can either follow the link through the show notes and sign up there, or you can just search for Evolve Beyond Limits from the Patreon page and you can sign up there. But I'm excited to connect with you in this way and just continue to grow the Evolve Beyond Limits family, and really excited to have you as part of it. So until next time, walk your talk, speak your truth, choose courage over comfort, and always evolve beyond limits.